from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday. It paves the way to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown. The closure of the government was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Earlier, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reassured Democrats that the Senate would address a range of immigration topics, including hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children, whose future was thrown into question when President Trump rescinded a program that allowed them to work and study in the United States. The U.S. is expressing concern about Turkey's offensive in northern Syria, and top officials are appealing for restraint and expressing concern the conflict could spread. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. understands Turkey's, quote, legitimate security concerns and is committed to working with Turkey as a NATO ally. She says increased violence in Afrin disrupts a relatively stable area of Syria. It distracts from international efforts to ensure the lasting defeat of ISIS. Pope Francis apologized Monday for remarks he made defending a Chilean bishop accused of covering up sex abuse, but he did not back down in his support of the bishop. On a flight to Rome following a week-long trip to Chile and Peru, the Pope told reporters he was sorry for his choice of words and the tone of his voice. He said his words wounded many and were a slap in the face. This is VOA News. The gradual repatriation